With SRN News, I'm Bala Agnew in Washington. The Senate failed to reach the 60 votes needed to advance a House-passed bill to end the government shutdown and extend funding into next month, with no new Democrats offering their support. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There's something that should be remembered by everyone. Democrats say that even missed paychecks for U.S. troops won't be enough to end this shutdown. The Democrats, who we just demonstrated, represent thousands and thousands of the most heroic men and women on the earth, refuse to put their unserious partisan demands to the side and pay the troops.
And the next Senate vote on the government shutdown is set for later today. Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. has issued a new warning to Russia about its war with Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. will impose costs on Russia if the Ukraine war does not end. At a meeting in Brussels, he told Ukraine's Western backers that if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up a case about the Voting Rights Act.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is the primary way plaintiffs can challenge racially discriminating election practices. The Supreme Court on Wednesday is hearing arguments in a Section 2 case out of Louisiana. It's actually a rehearing of a lawsuit over Louisiana's redrawn congressional map. At the heart of this case is whether the remedy for racially discriminatory voting and election practices violates the U.S. Constitution. The court overturned another of its core provisions 12 years ago. A ruling is not due until next year. I'm Julie Walker.
A booming session on Wall Street. The Dow is up by 150 points. This is SRN News. The European Union is promoting transgenderism. Michael Harrington explains how.
A new report from the body urges all nations to help children who want to live as the opposite sex to do so without restriction. Incredibly, this comes as a number of European nations are pulling back from their promotion of transgenderism and outlawing sex change operations on kids. Stefano Generini of CFAM tells LifeSiteNews.com, "You would think that Europeans had learnt their lesson about the danger of scientific experimentation on humans after the calamity of Nazism." Michael Harrington reporting.
Five Christians are going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in the repressive Islamic State. The International Christian Concern Group says the persecution of Christians in Iran, especially those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation now for several decades. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomas now with a look at the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher this morning as a busy slate of corporate earnings reports overshadows recent concerns about U.S.-China trade relations. Bank of America jumped 4.8% after reporting its third-quarter profit jumped 23% from a year ago to $8.5 billion. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. Powell's comments suggest that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year. Just last month, the Fed cut its key rate for the first time this year. The U.S. and global economies will grow a bit more this year than previously expected. The International Monetary Fund acknowledges that Trump tariffs have so far proven less disruptive than many economists were expecting. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.